When I started off, it was in 1966, it was the very start of computerisation. Rolls-Royce at Patchway had a computer which was probably the size of this house and took all night to run. Everything was very slow and very methodical. And I was, because I was a new start and presumably not affected by what had happened for the previous 30 or 40 years, I was put in charge of a team to advance computerisation. When I started, the older ones were having tremendous problems with computerisation because we had a sort of card record system where everything was every transaction was written down on the cards. If they got it wrong, they could go along and rub it out because it was all in pencil and write the proper answer in, and that was so there was never any comeback. But of course, if you put the wrong punch card into the computer overnight, you suddenly found yourself with three lorry loads of tabulations the next morning because you'd asked the wrong question and specify the wrong field. And some of the older ones couldn't really hack that at all. And it was just the right time. There was a massive change, I think. When we moved up to Coventry, they had perhaps embraced computerisation a little more seriously, and they really had it working well. I hope I brought some of that back to Bristol in the end when I came back in 74. This was before laptops and desktop computers. There was a computer. So it was only for these massive sort of payroll, personnel records, and the inventory control system. I mean, there were still all these little bits of paper when, you know, to take delivery of a piece that someone had made or someone had bought, there was about 120 different bits of paper had to be filled out. And at the end of the day, you give it to the girls who would punch in, and so you've got a history on the computer. But it was all historical. By the time you got it, you'd forgotten why you wanted it, and you know it was a horribly slow and inflexible system. Certainly when we suddenly went from that to desktop computers, to monitors, the whole system changed. When you could actually sit at a keyboard and change something immediately, you know, do something real time, that was when the whole way in which the office ran changed dramatically overnight. Well, not overnight, but in fact, the people who were slowest at adjusting were probably some of the, what we called in those days, systems analysts and the associated computer people who just couldn't understand why everybody got so upset if you couldn't get to your screen. But of course, what they'd done is replaced the pencils and papers with these television sets and then couldn't switch the television set on, so you couldn't do anything because there was no way to go back to the manual systems. That was quite a change, and that led to some interesting debates about what the responsibilities were. If people were supplying us with systems, well, we'd like it to work, which was seen as a novelty, I think. You want the system to work? Cracky, we've just spent millions supplying it. You can't have it working as well. So.